Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Understanding the Value of Content Curation in Your Marketing Strategy. Content curation is named one of the six content marketing trends in 2013 by Econsultancy. But what is content curation? Content curation is the process of discovering, gathering, and presenting content surrounding a specific topic digitally. Don't confuse it with content creation, but rather compiling relevant content from different resources and delivering it in an organized and easily understandable format. Content curation can be presented in a different format, including RSS feeds, blog links, social media news feeds, and online news mashups, or digital magazines. We all know that the internet is about abounding with content, so much so that it can often become difficult to keep up with so many of us depends on successful content curation. Good content curation will include only the best and most relevant information because it helps a user sift through the information overload that they are forced with on a daily basis. So how can you use content curation in your marketing? Content curation is aggregation of causing major changes in the publishing industry, and your business can take advantage of that. Think of the content curation as a way to supplement, complement, and expand your original content by compiling the best information out there around your specific industry and creating a news hub. You can become the go-to expert that people come back to for the most up-to-date information. Content curation also has an added benefit, which is helping you with your own search engine marketing. Content curation is not stealing someone else's content, so it's important to follow best practices so that you are not accused of stealing content and to also protect you from Google's duplicate content penalty. Content curation, best practices. Curate only portions of a headline or article that are necessary to make your point or identity. Identify the story. Never reproduce a story in its entirety. This isn't curation. This is content theft. Share the love, link to the article, and more than likely, you will reciprocate and link back to you. Curate content that is specific to your topic. The most relevant content will build your following and keep them coming back for more, because you are doing the work for them and sifting through the wheat from the chaff. Use a variety of sources and always identify the source of the articles. Always link back to the original source of the article. Curated content is always better when you add your commentary and opinion. Why did you select to share that article? Do you agree with the information, or do you differ in opinion? Make curated content interesting. Content curation tools. Successful content curation requires not only the ability to find the content, but the ability to easily share the content. Here are a few that I use. Google Alerts. Get notifications of content that includes keywords you selected. Feedly. Feedly has become my alternate for Google Reader. Since recently, Google announced that they will be doing away with Google Reader. Feedly allows you to subscribe to blogs. Flipboard. This social magazine is one of my favorite of all time ways to not only keep up with new content via my mobile devices, but to easily share the content as well. Your version, a new tool that I recently came across that lets me select the keywords I'm interested in, scours the web looking for the keywords and delivers the information to find on my very own dashboard. Buffer. Buffer helps me to share information on a schedule that I set. It also shares analytics with me, letting me know what content was most popular with my readers. Content curation step-by-step process. Content curation is like other forms of content marketing. It requires consistently and a regular publishing schedule. To get started, start with these steps. Identify your topic or niche. The more specific, the better. Identify the sources that you will use to gather content. Remember, these can be articles, videos, audio, images, and more. Don't limit yourself. Step 3, set up your searches. Use the tools above. Identify the keywords you want to monitor and set up searches so that the information is delivered to you. Curate your content and share. Network. Share your content curation work. When you link to someone, let them know. Remember, link, refer, and credit. Easy guide to using Google Analytics to generate content ideas. My favorite web analytics is Google Analytics for several reasons. Google Analytics offers traffic analysis and analytics for free, and the platform collects a great deal of data that can help in many marketing initiatives. If you've read any articles that you know are important, importance of content and the impact that it can have on your marketing efforts, especially when it's data-driven, one of my favorite uses of Google Analytics is using it to determine the content needs of my audience. If you have Google Analytics installed on your web properties, you can start using it for the purpose today. If not, you will want to install Google Analytics and monitor it for 30 to 60 days to get a good overview of content that you may need to provide to your audience. This quick start guide will get you started. I think you'll be excited at what you discover. Let's get started in creating killer copy that your audience is searching for. Identify what your audience is searching for. The first step is probably the easiest way to use Google Analytics to determine the content feed of your audience, we are going to look at the keywords that they are searching for. Here's how. Log into your Google Analytics dashboard. On the left-hand side, you will see a section entitled Acquisition. Click on the section. It will then provide you with a drop-down menu. In the drop-down menu, you will see the word campaigns, and right under that, keywords. You want to click keywords. When you do so, you'll find two categories, including paid and organic. Select organic. Once you select organic, you will see a screen on the right-hand side that will show you the most popular keywords that have brought traffic into your website. They will be sorted according to popularity and which words have brought in the most traffic. The volume of keywords will depend greatly on how you have had Google Analytics running on your website. If there are very few words or the words that are drawing traffic into your website are not relevant to the service or product you are promoting, it can be caused by one of two things. Your site is product. Your site is not optimized for search, or you don't have enough content for search engines to consider your website relevant to searches of your target audience. Don't worry. It doesn't mean you can't fix the issue. It's just time to start investigating and keyword research and start writing. Pick a keyword and write. If you have enough data to guide your content direction, you are one step ahead. So what now? Pick a keyword that from the list and start writing. Okay, maybe it's not that easy, but let me show you how to develop a content hub based on keywords that you found in your list. And one of the things that I'm talking about is to help you understand that when you have a product, whether it's a physical product or a digital download product or an ebook or even a service that you want to give, a matter of you understanding how to use marketing, how to build a strategy that will help get your name out there. For instance, I have two websites. My main website is the number one personalcareercoach.com. And why did I use that? Because number one is always high in the search engines. And people are always looking for personal coaching. So it's a matter of understanding when you put together a domain name, you want to make it keyword rich. And the more context, the more links, the more things that you have that will bring you to the skills that you need, then you know what? You have an opportunity to build and expand on all of the things that you need to know. Now, create a content hub based on keywords. Let's say that you sell vacuums. And fortunately for you, that's one of the keywords that people are finding you under. So how can you flesh it out more, attract even more potential customers, and get even more traffic on vacuums? It's not as difficult as you think, I promise. Just roll up your sleeves. We're not going to have to do a little bit of research. First, we have to identify our target keyword. Our focus keyword is going to be vacuums. Okay, open up the Google search homepage. Start to type in vacuum. Did you get what you did? When I typed in vacuum, Google automatically populated a few results in a drop-down menu. These phrases included vacuum review, vacuum repair, vacuum sealer. What could you write that your target audience would be interested in? Perhaps it's as easy as writing reviews on vacuums that you sell, or maybe tips on vacuum repairs. Did you see where I'm going? If the list above isn't something you think your audience would be interested in, don't fret. We can get even more granular. Open up the Google homepage, and again, at this time, type in upright vacuum. What did you get? That's right. First, we have to identify our target keyword. Our focus keyword is going to be vacuums. If the list above isn't something that you think your audience would be interested in, don't fret. We can get even granular. Open up your Google homepage again, and this time type in upright vacuum. What did you get? That's right. Now you see where I'm going. Just continue to type in keywords until you can identify the holes in your content that you can begin to fill. Go ahead. Give it a shot and continue to watch the traffic in Google Analytics to help monitor and generate new content ideas. You'll be glad you did. And you see what we're doing? The biggest thing that we're talking about is whenever you write, or you have to think about how you are going to generate people coming to your website, whether it's the fact of, like, if you put in the keywords live without limits, that will be one of the highest rankings, because I have been doing radio shows for 8 years and have so many different topics that the words live without limits. And guess what? I have competition now in that even variations on live without limits is beginning to come out. And yet 8 years ago, when I used the words live without limits, I was practically the only one that was using those topic words. So as you see, it's a matter of understanding how you can take. And, you know, the more you review and do the things that people are looking for, the higher your ranking, the higher and the more people that recognize you or know who you are, then that is going to give you exactly what it is that you are looking for. And think about all the things that you can do that truly help you grow and build a business. And everyone, no matter what your business is, it's all a matter of filling that niche and how you can grow a business based on that. Think of all the things that you are looking for. And you know what? The times that you can improve your ranking on the internet, then that is going to give you exactly what it is that you are looking for. And I'm seeing where people will use their names as their website. Now, I have a website that's called AskDavidaShemsky.com, but I use it in conjunction with my main website, which is the number one, PersonalCareerCoach.com. And on my website, because I do about career coaching on my main page, I talk about someone that I met and how he lost his job with Earthlink, and then instead of just going out and looking for another job, he decided that he needed to look for other options so that he did not end up in 6 months or a year or even in 2 years out looking for another job, because the job market has totally changed. Companies today are no longer hiring people to work in an office and spending on overhead, because if they can supply you with the computer, with the software where they link it into their mainframe and the phone and you work from, I met someone that his wife had to, was transferred to Atlanta for a job. And he, because he was in IT, he could work anywhere. In fact, all he had to do was have his computer linked to the mainframe of the company. He lived in Atlanta, and the company that he worked for was totally across the country. Today, even Apple, what they are doing is they no longer have big offices where they have rooms for telemarketers. They hire people. You pay them to train you to be technically savvy, and then they, and then you tell them what days and what hours you're available, and they will transfer calls into your, for you in the home and pay you an hourly wage. So how are you going to understand that if you have a business, you have to look up those keywords that influence what it is that you sell and to increase your ranking on the internet? It is up to you to put out the content, those things that you can use. You as the individual gain a following, because it's a matter of a numbers game. And the more people that you have that interact with you on a daily basis, then you know what? No matter what product it is that you sell, they will buy because they know, trust, and believe in you. So it is up to you to create something. And even content curation. If you see articles out there that you know someone can use that information and they feed into your blogs, then you know what? Then it's up to you to recognize how you can benefit them and also increase your availability as a expert on a subject. And when you become known as an expert on a subject, then guess what? People will seek you out for your advice. And when they seek you out for your advice, then you know what? You can increase all of that. No matter what business you're in, people will follow you because they know that you would not lead them in a direction that they don't want to go. And because there are so many scams out there, that if you do the research and you can tell them what's a scam, what isn't a scam, what, I have seen so many times when companies start up that you will see articles linked to them because someone has written research and let people know that they consider that product or that service a scam. And today, and I know I've watched shows like American Greed, and you would be surprised how many people today that have gained people's trust and then stolen from them simply because they were greedy. And if you research that, if you let people know what is out there and how they can help you or how you can help them to prevent the loss of money that they don't really have to lose or to lose their life savings, then they will begin to trust you. And then if you're as an affiliate in a business because they trust you, they will follow you into that business. And you know what? That is how we help each other. And the sad part is that you have people out there that will take advantage of someone simply because they think they can. So what we were talking about is how you can market and how the value of your content helps you market your business. So let's look at it. We talked about vacuums. Well, what about air conditioning in the common topic, furniture? Is there anything that people want to know and how you can compare prices with it, how you can show them how to get the lowest price for what it is, or how you can help them market with videos, because videos are becoming a very important platform for someone to use in their business. And again, you can go to my website, and that website is the numberonepersonalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for both either individual or group coaching, and we will sit down with you and we will help you put together a strategy for building a successful business and how to use content and writing to improve your marketing opportunities.